WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In interviews, singer-songwriter Liz Phair has said that one of the primary inspirations for her debut collection, Exile in Guyville, was the Rolling Stones' 1972 album, Exile on Main Street. Like the Stones, Phair prides herself on a tough stance and jaundiced attitude toward romance, but rock critic Ken Tucker says she brings her own style to her confessional rock and roll.
You said things are
Liz Phair's Exile in Guyville is ambitious for a debut. It contains a hefty 18 songs, which range from singer-songwriter diary entries to flat-out, spat-out hard rock. For much of its generous length, Phair's Exile is pretty much what you'd expect from a young, upper-middle-class person who takes up a paragraph of her record company bio with details such as the fact that her father is a, quote, renowned neurologist and skin-diving enthusiast, as well as the fact that she was brought up with a serious liberal arts approach to child development. Liz Phair sounds, in short, like a spoiled brat who's decided that the spoiled brat is a neglected figure of celebration in rock and roll. And I'll be darned if she doesn't redeem this notion.
You've been around enough to know that if I wanna leave, you better let me go. I take full advantage of every man I meet. I get away almost every day with what the girls call, what the girls call, what the girls call, the girls call.
I like the way in that song Phair's voice floats across the top of one long, sinuous guitar line, and her tone of voice is somewhere between that of a threat and a whispered secret. She's taking us into her confidence, explaining that she can be as much of a creep to men as they've been creeps to her. Phair's best songs are like this, scenes of breakups and arguments filled with small, precise details.
And when I asked for a separate room, it was late at night, and we've been driving since noon. But if I'd known how that would sound to you, I would have stayed in your bed for the rest of my life, just to prove I was right, that it's harder to be friends than lovers. And you shouldn't try to mix the two, 'cause if you do it and you're still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you. And it's true that I stole your lighter, and it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, I had to take your word on that. But if you boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Boxed it up and buried it in the ground. Burned it up and thrown it away.
There's a thin quality to Exile in Guyville. It ends up making you think that Liz Phair is something of a dabbler, that if this rock thing doesn't work out, she'll take up painting, or maybe just use her trust fund to live in Paris for a while. But there's a core of about four or five songs here that are really first rate, and one in particular, called Flower, that I can't play on the radio, but which is as fine and bold a song I've heard about sexual obsession. If Phair is going to continue to use the Rolling Stones as her model, let's hope that next time out she comes up with her own version of Some Girls, and not Goat's Head Soup.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Liz Phair's new album is Exile in Guyville.